It will be, by the way, Bobcats will be the visitors on the scoreboard today. They're wearing the road green uniform. For the Bobcats, again, it'll be Pitt, Harrington, Brent, Clark, and Hollis, Texas. That's the lane lineup we've seen now for a while for the Thayer Bobcats, and we are just about ready to get this one started. I do want to say thanks to a couple of Thayer Bobcat boosters before we get going. That'll include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Speed Brothers Trucking, Penny Lane Accounting, and Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Bobcats have a size advantage. Most areas on the floor. Matter of fact, Devin Harrington getting ready to jump it up with Braden Tillery. Harrington at 6'6", we know. Tillery looks to stand about 6'2", and we Thayer Bobcats win the tip. Pitts will take it out between the circles. The Bobcats get into the half-court offense. They go on the left side for Prince on the wing. Looking at the cutters in the lane. Nobody open there. Goes out top to Clark. Rings it around to Hollis Decker. Now to Pitts. Easton fires a three. Bingo! Easton Pitts knocks one down from downtown. That three-pointer brought to Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats out to an early 3-0 lead. Ingemar works it around the perimeter, looking to get their big kid in the post to basketball. They get it down in the left corner for Tillery. Tillery back outside to Bell. Bell to Tillery in the corner, fires an air ball, rebounded by the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Decker pulls down the air ball. Bobcats push up the floor. Prince has got it on the wing. Kicks down to Harrington in the corner, back out top and around to Decker. Thought about the three, now gives it up to Prince. Prince brings it to the top of the key to Harrington, now right side to Deckard. Fakes the three, moves into the lane, kicks it back outside. Back over to Pitts for three more. That one's off the front rim, no good, and the rebound taken by Faulkner. Olin Faulkner for Ingemar. Faulkner gives it to Bell, to Faulkner, back to Bell, out on top. Cooper Bell, so we got Cooper Bell and Cooper Clark playing in the game too. I think maybe the first time we've had two Coopers in the same ball game, at least this year. And Ingemar with it, working around the perimeter of the Bobcat 1-3-1 zone defense, trying to solve it. Gets the ball over to Tillery in the corner, to Bell, inside to Denton. His shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound, can't get the shot to fall. And the rebound taken by Cooper Clark for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats with a 3-0 lead. They kick it left side to Prince. Prince out top, and to the right side to Deckard. Thought about the three, didn't have anybody under the bucket to rebound it. And kicks it back outside. Thayer continues to work on the perimeter. No shot clock in Mississippi. Bobcats get the ball to the high post to Clark. Back out to Harrington outside the three-point line. And to Pitts. Pitts moving off the screen. Spins away from the defense. And gets around his man. Cuts in the lane. Pulls up. 15-footer. No good. And a foul on the rebound. That'll be on Brandon Prince going over the back. Ingemar, very good basic basketball. They're going to box out. They don't have great size, but they get a lot of the rebounds. They're going to box out, and that's what happened to Brandon then. He went over the top. Here comes Bell with a basketball for Ingemar. Swings on the left side for Faulkner. In the corner now, back outside. The bust for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Denton. He goes up. Can't score, but he's fouled on the play. And looks like Devin Harrington got a little blood on him and has a busted lip. Foul, by the way, was on Dev. Will be his first of the night. Second team foul on Thayer. Going to the free throw line, Jack Denton. There's number 45, averaging 15 points per game. Looking for his first here so far tonight. The free throw is short, no good. 5:36 to go, first quarter. Big crowd here, of course, anticipating their New Albany team playing in the game after this one. They're going to play a team out of Clearwater, Florida. It's a good shootout here. And Denton hits the first free throw. First point of the night, it's a 3-1 Thayer Bobcat lead, 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. And New Albany playing man-to-man defense. Thayer has it on the left side wing, got it right side to Harrington. Looking inside, nobody open. Back out to Pitts, thought about the three, didn't take it. Out of Harrington, right side to Prince. Prince gives it to the high post to Clark, moves off of it, gets cut off trying to get to the basket. Now to Deckard, fake the three, leaves it in the corner for Harrington, down the baseline, little floaters, up and good. Devin Harrington, his first two of the night. We get a whistle, and now I think the officials are going to get Devin off the floor until he can get that lip. Now they say he's okay. And now Coach Pitt's going to bring, it'll be Cooper Clark coming off the floor, and Jaden Belcher, the big Bobcat freshman, will check in for the first time tonight. Jaden had a good ball game the other night up at Kabul. earning himself a little more playing time for the freshman. He's in there now, gives Thayer a little more height. Ingemar with a basketball, Bell out front. Surveys the situation. We're down under 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Swings it around in the left corner for Boss. Boss outside. Long three for Faulkner. No good. Rebound. Easton pitch. Bobcats want to go on a run. Pitch up the floor. And he carried the basketball. Yes, he did. He was going to try to pass it to Harrington, who was streaking up the left side. Thought better of it and carried the ball. So Thayer with an uncharacteristic turnover there in the open floor. Bell swings ball to Faulkner for Ingemar. Back outside to Bell. And then look to shoot. Gives it up for Faulkner on top. Back to Bell in the corner to Tillery. Tillery back outside and around the horn it goes. Back on the left side here for Faulkner. Down to the baseline. Bobcats trying to cut him off. He goes through the defense and scores. Nice play, Olin Faulkner. The senior with his first two makes it a 5-3 ball game. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats working around the perimeter here. Pitch with it. Looking to penetrate. Ingemar cuts him off. He gives to Harrington on the baseline. Wraparound pass to Belcher for three. It's good! Jaden Belcher for the Thayer Bobcats with a three. Brought to you by Ozark Health Store, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. That's good to see the freshman being aggressive. 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by five. Here's Faulkner again driving the baseline for Ingemar, and he scores. Olin Faulkner. Number 22 was a nice move down the baseline. They're going to have to stop that. He'll do that all night long. Bobcats with the ball on the offensive end. 3:36 to go in the quarter. Belcher on the wing. Out top to Prince. Now right side to Hollis Deckard. Deckard to pitch. Going to the bucket. Puts the shot up. No. Harrington had the rebound. Tried to stick it back in. It was no good. And here come the Falcons. They kick it into the corner for Boss. Boss gives it up. Shot is up on the way. No good by Tillery and Harrington with a rebound for Thayer. Bobcats run the floor. Now pitch to pull it out. Give to Harrington around the horn to Deckard. He'll try a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Volleyed around and goes out of bounds. Off the hands. Ooh, they're going to call the off of Thayer. I thought it should have been Bobcat ball. And now the official comes out and says, we got a timeout. All right. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Thayer up 3-8-5 over Ingemar here in New Albany, Mississippi. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And we're back in New Albany, Mississippi. Here's the Memorial Gymnasium at the 33rd Annual Hotbed Classic, where the Thayer Bobcats taking on a team out of West Albany. We came through there, West New Albany, came through there today. Ingemar High School, defending state champions in Class 2 in Mississippi. They've got the ball working around the perimeter of the Bobcat 1-3-1 zone. That ball over to Bell. Bell dumps it inside to Denton. Denton turns. Nice move. The shot is up. No good. Rebound, Devin Harrington for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to add to the three-point lead. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Pitts. Nice crossover dribble move into the lane. Couldn't hit the shot. He got bothered by the defense, and Riley White keeps the rebound alive. Gets it over to Harrington, down to the baseline. Little hook pass into the corner for Pitts. Easton driving the baseline again to Harrington for three. Yes, sir! Devin Harrington knocks one down from downtown. He's got five in the game to lead all scores. And the Bobcat lead is now 6, 11-5. Ingemar. With 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Have it on the offensive end. Got to Faulkner to the cutter in the lane. Shot no good. Denton follows it up and in for Ingemar. Denton with his third point of the game. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Lead is now 4:53 to go in the first quarter. Thayer swings it over to Deckard on the left wing. Out of Harrington on the baseline. Squares up to the bucket. No look pass to Belcher. Belcher going to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice play by the big freshman. 5 points for Jaden Belcher in the first quarter. Bobcats up by 6 again. 1:32 to go in the first. Ball comes to the left side for Boss. Boss, maybe Boast, wings it to the right side. Now back over on the left side to Boss again. Plus, looking to go baseline. Bobcats cut him off. They go to Denton. Denton has it poked away. Gets it back. Ball loose on the floor. Hollis Deckard got it for the Thayer Bobcats. Minute 13 to go in the quarter. Bobcats chance to add to their six-point lead. They go to Pitts. Easton takes it around to the left side. Pulls up on the wing. Fires a three. It's off the rim. No good. Riley White with the rebound. Puts it back up and in, and he's fouled on the play. Riley White also been earning himself some more playing time. Fouls on number 24, Braden Tillery. Will be his first of the game, first team foul called on the Falcons. Thayer Bobcats will get Cordell Washington into the ballgame for the first time tonight. So Thayer now with a lineup of Riley White, Jaden Belcher, Harrington, Pitts, and Washington. And the free throw for Riley White is good. Riley White, 3 points in the first quarter. Thayer leads it now by 9, 16-7, just like that. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Ingemar swings around on the left side. Long three-point shot is good for number 12, Cody Boats. Boats, first three-pointer of the night for Ingemar. Thayer breaks the timeline here with a six-point lead. They're going to hold for the final shot of the quarter, it would appear. Pitts just dribbles out near the half-court stripe. Now sees it to Harrington, to Belcher. In the right corner for Washington. Cordell puts it on the floor. Gives it out top. 29 seconds going in the quarter. Again, Thayer looking to hold here for the final shot. No pitch going to the basket. Lays it up off the rim. No good. And the rebound off the hands of Ingemar and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. You Bobcat fans applauding the hustle. And a couple of substitutions here for Ingemar. Number 30 checks into the game. Kylan Morgan. And who else? Number 5, that is Caden Madonna. Bobcats inbound the ball under the bucket, got it in. And inside, a Harrington turn, shoots, no good. Tried to get his own rebound, couldn't control it. Devin got a little bit of a hurry that time, should have come down with it. Here, Denton for three on the other end for Ingemar. Shot no good, rebound Pitt. Pitt on the drive, up the floor, steps into the lane, puts it up at the buzzer, no. Rebound is out of bounds, doesn't matter, there's the buzzer. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over Ingemar, 16-10. We'll be back to New Albany, Mississippi in just 1 minute with our second quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Well, Thayer Bobcats lead by 6 as we head to our second quarter. The difference has been the three-point shot. Thayer Bobcats are 3 for 6, shooting 50% from the three-point line. Ingemar, 1 for 5, which is about 20%. Thayer leads it by 6. Ingemar with the ball. They've got their sub still in there. Madonna gives it on the right side. Three-point shot is up. No good. Harrington with a rebound. Dev off on the break. Pulls it up at the three-point line. Gives the pitch, trailing the play. The Bobcats will set the offense. Man-to-man defense again here for Ingemar. They want to stop the three-point shooting of the Thayer Bobcats. 3 for 6 in the first quarter. Bobcats swinging around to Washington. Washington looking to go to the bucket. Now pulls it back down. Gives to Riley White. Now Pitts. Pitts gets double team. Got to get rid of it. Does out to Belcher. Belcher has it poked away into the backcourt. He runs it back. Thayer now with a 4-on-3 advantage. Harrington in the corner for three. That one's no good. The rebound taken by Ingemar. This Denton kid, not real tall, but man, he's husky. Looks like Cooper Clark, he's got it on the baseline for Ingemar, gets inside position, shoots and scores. Jack Denton now with 5 points to lead Ingemar, and he leads them in scoring on the year, 15.5 points a game. Got 5 now. I guess with the ball. Washington out top, puts it on the floor, gives it to Belcher. Back in the corner to Washington. Cordell Fires it to Belcher down the middle of the lane, all the way to Bucket. He lays it in. Jaden Belcher leads the Thayer Bobcats with 7 first half points to it. The freshman's been really good. Right side for Denton in the corner for Ingemar. His shot is up, no good. Rebound volleyed out and controlled by Morgan. Morgan in the left corner to Faulkner. Faulkner trying to get to the bucket. Bobcats poking away from it. Pitch has it in the corner and has it knocked away and out of bounds by Ingemar. Substitution for Thayer. Starter getting back on the floor. Hollis Deckard, Brandon Prince, and Cooper Clark. But what about Belcher, White, and Washington? Giving the Bobcats good minutes off the bench tonight. 6:19 to go in the first half. Thayer up by 6 over Ingemar out of New Albany, Mississippi. We're in New Albany here at the Memorial Gymnasium. Bobcats with the ball in the lead. Prince with it. Way out on the floor. Gives to Harrington. Harrington, top of the key to Clark. Clark back over to Hollis Deckard. Moves off the screen, looking for the shot. Gets a double team. Gives it a little give and go to Clark. Who scores? Cooper Clark with his first 2 points of the night. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup for the Thayer Bobcats. 5 different Bobcats have scored already in the first half, and Thayer's up by 8. There's a give inside for Ingemar. Back outside to Faulkner. Faulkner backs it out after a dribble. Gives it to Bell. Bell over to Madonna. Yes, that's his real last name, Madonna. Ball goes in the corner. Back out top to Faulkner. Faulkner holds it high, surveying the Bobcat defense. Here's a give. Inside, shot is up. No good. Harrington with another rebound, and he leads the break. Out the pit on the right wing. Easton spins in the lane. Hang shoots. No good. He's complaining about a foul, but no call. And here comes Ingemar with the ball. They get it to Denton. Drive it inside. Ball poked away from him by Prince. It'll be Ingemar ball. Brandon Prince, a good defensive stop there for the Thayer Bobcats. And substitution, starters back in for Ingemar, number 12, Cody Post, and number 24, Braden Tillery. Bell will inbound it. Got it to Faulkner. 3-point try is off the rim. No good. Easton Pitts down the rebound. Oh, they're going to call him for a travel. Coach Matt Pitts didn't think so. I don't either. I can't tell if Matt's talking to the official, but he's giving them a piece of his mind. Ingemar will inbound in the lane. Ball is loose, picked up by Faulkner, and now Faulkner is going to get fouled by Easton Pitts. Easton knew it. First foul on Easton tonight, and the first foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the second quarter. Pitts going to check out of the game. And they just teed up Easton Pitts. Easton Pitts said something to the official as he walked off the floor. And he is going to get a technical. That'll be 2 fouls on Easton in the ballgame. And it'll be number 24, Braden Tillery, going to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws for Ingemar. 5 minutes to go in the first half. So Pitts having a discussion with one of the officials while Faulkner, or Tillery, number 24, Tillery shoots the free throw. First one is no good. Tillery, another big body kid. They said they don't have football at Ingemar. Too bad. They got some big athletic kids out there. And second shot is up. That one is good. So Tillery on the board with his first point. And it'll be Ingemar ball. Thayer leads it by 7. Tillery will inbound on the far sideline. Officials have a little get together. Coach Pitts had asked for some explanation. And he's getting it now from the official. He says, okay. And here we go. 5 minutes exactly to go to first half. Thayer by 7. Ingemar will inbound into the backcourt to Bell. Kicks it up in a hurry to Faulkner. Faulkner cross court to Bose. Bose back over to Faulkner on the left side. Gives it to Bell. Faulkner's tried the only 3-pointers tonight so far for Ingemar. They've only made 1. Bell with it. Out on top. For Bost. Bost misses the 3, and it's rebounded by Cooper Clark. Here come the Bobcats with a 7-point lead in the ball. Harrington on the right side. He'll take it out top, run it from there. I'll go to Brandon Prince. By the way, Belcher back in the game in place of Pitts, who will sit with those 2 early fouls. I'll go to Clark at the high post. Gives it up now to Prince. Prince wanted to penetrate. You can see it. But there wasn't a lane to the bucket. He'll kick it back outside. There will swing it around. A little wraparound pass inside for Clark. Trying to get it to Belcher. Ball poked away by the defense and out of bounds. Good play there by Cooper Barrell to keep Belcher from making the catch. They will inbound the ball with 4:13 to go in the first half. To the right side of the bucket, they get to Harrington. He dunks it home. Dr. Dunkenstein serving up a jam sandwich for the folks here at Memorial Gymnasium. And Thayer leads it by 9 again, 22-13. Ingemar with it. Out on top, they'll go right side. Faulkner driving down the baseline, puts up a shot, and it's good. Olin Faulkner now with 6 points. Averages 11 a game for Ingemar. And Thayer back on the offensive end. Ooh, they had Prince open for a second under the bucket. Didn't see him. Belcher with the ball. Oh, and they had Deckard on a backdoor cut. Didn't see him either. Here's the give to Harrington. Harrington is the Belcher in the corner. Back out to Harrington. Thought about the three. Takes it to the corner. Gets rid of it there. Oh, and then throws it into the backcourt. He tried to lead Cooper Clark with it. And Cooper couldn't catch up to the pass. It'll be Ingemar ball. They will inbound down under their bucket with 3:27 to go. Chance to cut into the Thayer Bobcats 7-point lead. It's 22-15. Ingemar to inbound. Got it into Faulkner. Turtles up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Hollis Deckard. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Down to 3:15 to go in the first half. Thayer working on the perimeter. Harrington over to Belcher. Belcher circles around to the top of the key on the dribble. Got inside to Belcher alone. Puts it up. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Cody Bose is going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first. And will be the first team foul against Ingemar here in the second quarter. 3:08 to play. Belcher going to the free throw line. Excuse me. First one is no good. Hits the front of the rim. Bounces off the side. Well, Belcher missed an opportunity to add to his point total for the night. He's got 7. Looking for number 8. Second free throw is nothing but net. Jaden Belcher. 8 points in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. He leads them in scoring tonight. Harrington's got 7. Ingemar with the ball in the corner. They give it to the cutter going into the lane. Shot no good. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Called on Belcher. Yeah, Belcher trying to block the shot. Going to be called for the foul. So Jaden picks up his first. And number 12 going to the free throw line. That is Cody Bose. Has 3 points in the game and misses the free throw off the front of the rim. Thayer by 8. Bose trying to make it a 7-point game here for Ingemar, and he hits the second. So Bose with 4 points on the game. He's hit the only 3-pointer for Ingemar in his first half. Thayer with the ball. Deckard gives it to Harrington. Harrington to Prince. Now to Belcher on the left side wing. Belcher. To Hollis Deckard, right side to Prince. Going to the high post for Cooper Clark. And back outside to Harrington. Bobcats play a little motion here against this man-to-man defense. Got it left side to Prince on the wing. Back out to Harrington. Looking inside. Nobody open there. Hollis will bring it out to the top. Bring it over to Harrington on the left side wing. Now on top to Prince and back to Belcher. Belcher dribbles. Gives it to Deckard cutting into the lane. Pulls up his dribble, gives out in the corner. Inside now, Belcher fakes, gets his man off his feet, shoots and scores. Jaden Belcher in double figures with 10, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 9 again with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Denton down the left side of the baseline, pulls up with a shot, nuts, good, and he's fouled. He'll count the basket, fouls on Devin Harrington. That'll be foul number 2 on Dev. And the basket is good for Jack Denton. Gives him 7 points in the game. He'll go to the line and shoot for number 8. And substitution, Devin Harrington comes off the floor with those 2 fouls. And Riley White will check in. Excuse me, for the Thayer Bobcats. At the line, Jack Denton, senior, puts the free throw up. And it is no good. Rebound, Cooper Clark for Thayer. 2 minutes to go, first half. Bobcats by 7 with the ball. Hollis Deckard brings it into the front court. They get down the left wing to Riley White. Riley out top to Prince, looking to go to the bucket, kicks it back to Belcher. On an offensive foul, going to be called on Brandon Prince. Prince threw the pass and then ran right through the defender who was standing there. Foul on Brandon. Will be his second of the game. So Prince, Harrington, and Pitts all with 2 fouls in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. Team foul number 5. Ingemar starts shooting free throws on the left. Oh, no, Bobcats. Oh, and here's a block shot by Prince. Belcher with a rebound. Gets it to Deckard, and he traveled with the basketball. Hollis I think, was surprised the ball came to him and he couldn't get the dribble down in time. Took a step. So Fader will turn it over with a minute 33 to go in the first half, leading by 7. Out on top, Cooper Bell. Gives the ball up to Faulkner. Faulkner will kick it out to Denton on the left side, back to Bell. And outside, long 3-point shot is good for number 12, Cody Most. Most with 7 now, tied for the game high for Ingemar. Back to a 4-point Bobcat lead, a minute 9 to go. Riley White with it on the left side, feeds it out top and to Prince. Prince gives the high post to Clark. He dribbles toward the bucket, has the ball poked away. How was that not a foul? And a rebound of the loose ball picked up by Ingemar. Ingemar taking it down to the baseline. They'll kick it back outside to Bost. Bost in the lane to Denton. Denton off now to Faulkner. Elevates for the shot. That's good. Faulkner with 2, and just like that, Ingemar goes on a 7-0 run. They lead it, or they trail by just 2. Bayer with the basketball out top. Hollis Deckard spins away from the defense. Down to 32 seconds to go in a half. Gives it on the left side wing to Riley White. White back to Prince. Prince to Belcher. Belcher draws the double team to him. Gives it out to Cooper Clark. Clark now to Deckard with 20 seconds to go. And they try to turn Deckard. Fouled him. Again, no call. Ball goes to Riley White with 13 seconds. Out to Hollis. Deckard with 11. He'll back it out. Bayer restarts the motion. We're going to get a timeout call by Coach Matt Pitts. 7 seconds remaining in the first half. Bayer leads Ingemar by 2, 25-23. We'll be back to New Albany, Mississippi in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick, and Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Well, 7 seconds to go in the first half there. Bobcats with a 2-point lead over the Ingemar Falcons here in New Albany, Mississippi. Bobcats will inbound the ball in the backcourt to Washington. Washington getting the clear out into the lane, goes to the bucket, and he scores! What a play by Washington. My goodness, did he explode to the basket. Cornell with his first 2 points of the half. 6 different Bobcats have scored. The Thayer Bobcats lead it by 4. 27-23 is your score. We'll be back with your halftime report in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my 4th grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Well, we're back, and it's halftime. Welcome to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, which, of course, is brought to you by our friends over at Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. At the intermission, the Thayer Bobcats with a four-point lead, 27-23, thanks to a great drive to the bucket by Cordell Washington. And the first half of the Thayer Bobcats has been about the freshman, Jaden Belcher, with 10 of the Bobcats' 27 points in the first half. Devin Harrington with 7. Easton Pitts with only 3 tonight. He hit his first 3-point attempt of the night, and he has not been able to hit one since then. And again, Thayer Bobcats lead it by just 4. But you can see why this team that they're playing, Ingemar, is 20-7 on the year. And it's kind of refreshing to see after the other games that we've watched here today, which were full of phenomenal athletes, but not a whole lot of just basic basketball. You know, and we're seeing that out of Ingemar. They're a whole lot like the Thayer Bobcats. They're gonna run some time on the clock offensively. They're gonna do things the right way. They're gonna box out. They're gonna play good defense. And as a result, they've held Thayer to 27 points in the first half of this game. And they're not real big, but they box out and they get rebounds. The Denton kid's biggest kid they've got, Jack Denton, looks to be about maybe 6'2" or 6'3", but he's a big body and he's kind of muscling his way around under the bucket. And doing a nice job rebounding the basketball. Thayer Bobcats actually have out-rebounded. Official stats are here. Thayer's out-rebounded them 16-13, but 5 rebounds for Jack Denton tonight. Thayer with nobody with more, well, 5 for Devin Harrington. Nobody else with more than 3. So, been a good first half. 27-23, 2 teams that knew coming into this game, absolutely nothing about each other, other than what you can see on film, and you can only see so much on film. And we talked about that a little bit the other day with Coach Pitts. He said, we don't know much about them, just what we see on film. He said, but I think they're going to be a whole lot like us. And that's kind of what we see here, and the score will reflect that. 27-23, Thayer by 4 at the intermission. Before we take a break, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, and they include the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forcewoods in Thayer and Dash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart Store, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer. Some of you are Thayer Bobcat boosters. Now we'll take another break. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Again, that's the break. Thayer leads at 27-23. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
And we're back here at New Albany, Mississippi. This is the 33rd annual New Albany Kiwanis Club Hotbed Classic. And, man, it's been a dandy so far tonight. Thayer leads at 27-23 as both teams made their way back out on the court for their second half warm-up. Let's check the scoring for you real close at the half, or real quick at the half. C4 Ingemar, Cody Bost has 7 points, 7 for Jack Denton, 6 for Olin Faulkner, and 3 for Braden Tillery. So the Thayer Bobcats are led by the big freshman, Jaden Belcher. Jaden has 10 in the first half, 7 for Devin Harrington, 3 for Easton Pitts, 2 for Cooper Clark, 2 for Cordell Washington, and 3 for Riley White. So the Bobcats getting some scoring off the bench. Matter of fact, 13 of the Bobcats' 27 points coming by the bench tonight. And that's important as this season continues to play out for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, I want to say congratulations again to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer girls win the Thayer Winter Classic this afternoon. They beat Alton 66-51 for their 13th win of the year. Thayer Lady Bobcats are now 13-5. Bobcat boys hope to match them. They're going to have to do some work. They lead by 4 here at the half. We'll take another break. Back with your second half in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
And we're back and ready for our second half here in New Albany, Mississippi. About 4 hours, in fact, 207 miles there, Bobcats. And that probably is playing a part in this game today. Bobcats got up early this morning, made a 4.5-hour, basically, road trip to play in this game. Bobcats open the second half with the basketball in the lead. Belcher's got it on the right side wing out to Cooper Clark. Now left side to Hollis Deckard. Thayer open the second half with Deckard, Belcher, Harrington. Devin's got it inside. He jams it home. Dr. Duncan Stein making another jam sandwich for the folks here at the Memorial Gym. Well, that's pretty when he gets free inside. Here's a long three-pointer on the other end. Good for both. Cody Bost now with 10 for the Ingemar Falcons. And it's a three-point there, Bobcat lead, 29-26. Belcher with it. Goes inside to Harrington. He steps out of the lane, gives back to Belcher. Belcher back to Harrington at the high post. Depp gives it out top to Deckard. Now Prince, he tries to drive the baseline. He gets cut off, feeds it back out to Deckard. Deckard now to Harrington on top. Bobcats running the motion offense here with Clark playing the high post out around the elbow. Ball goes left side. And now right side to Deckard. Deckard looking in, nobody open there. The good man-to-man defense played here by Ingemar. Here's Harrington driving into the lane. Tried to dunk it. Got fouled and no call. Ingemar comes out with a ball. Chance to get to within one. Into the lane. Shot is up. No foul call there. Shot was blocked. Ball comes out to Harrington for Thayer. Depp pushes up to Clark. Clark into the lane. Kicks it out to Belcher. Steps into a three and it's good. Jaden Belcher buries it from downtown. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic and the freshman with 13 on the night. Oh, Jaden has been good this evening. That's a good thing. Thayer leads it now by 6. Ball goes inside. Shot is up and good for Denton. Denton with his first 2 of the second half. He's got 9 in the game for Ingemar. Harrington almost blocked that shot. I mean, he had a high arch to it and got over the top of Harrington. Harrington with the ball now for Thayer. Bobcats with a four-point lead. Prince got it on the right side wing, out to Belcher, now in the corner to Harrington. Harrington bounces it inside to Prince. Turn, shoot, got it. They're going to call him for a foul? Oh, my. Official says he threw the elbow when he went around the corner, and that is foul number three on Brandon Prince. Two of them have been offensive fouls. He'll come to the sideline for Coach Matt Pitts. And Riley White checked back in the ballgame. Riley played some good minutes in the first half, scored 3 points, had a couple of big rebounds. He's going to have to play a lot now. 32-28, Thayer with the lead. And the Falcons with the ball. Here's another three-point shot up and no good. Rebound control by Devin Harrington for Thayer. Harrington leads the break up across the timeline. Gives it out top to Belcher. Belcher puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Lings it on the right side. Now out top to Harrington. Thayer still working against this man-to-man defense. Ball goes to Belcher. Belcher now to Hollis Deckard. Ooh, had Belcher inside. Didn't see him. Deckard dribbles out to the top. Gives to Riley White. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Back over to Belcher. They'll dump it down low now to Harrington. Harrington, a little shake and bake in the lane. Outside to Deckard. Hollis bounces it down to Clark. Coop gets it back to Deckard. Wide open three. It's good. Hollis Deckard with his first three-pointer of the night. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer back up by seven. They've led by as many as nine in the game. Ingemar with it in the corner. That's Faulkner. Holds it high, looking inside. Nobody open. Now they'll get it to Bost. Bost swings on the left side to Faulkner. Down the baseline, he scores. And Cooper Clark is hobbled after that play. Looks like he may have twisted an ankle. Clark is coming off the floor. Heath Combs will check in for Thayer for the first time tonight. So the basket was good for number 22, Faulkner. 8 points now for Faulkner in the game for Ingemar. Back to a five-point Bobcat lead. 4:25 to go in the third. Belcher with it out top. Is it to Deckard? Hollis. He's over to Riley White in the corner to Combs. Combs out top to Harrington. Harrington over to Belcher. Belcher moves off the screen. Kicks it out top. Riley White's got it there. And will give it back to Belcher. They are working a little clock here. 4 minutes to go in the third. Trying to get somebody open in the lane. They wrap it around inside to Combs. Combs gets double teamed. And he gets fouled on the play. It'll be a reach-in, I believe, on number two. Yes, it is. Cooper Bell. Bell called for his first foul of the game. That is only the third team foul called on Ingemar in the entire game. There, Bobcats looking inbound the ball. Got to hurry. They'll bring it out front to Harrington. He'll give it over to Combs. Combs hands it to Hollis Deckard. Deckard to Belcher, around to Harrington. Ooh, Deckard was open down low. Didn't see him. I'll swing it back around the horn. It goes to Belcher. Belcher on the dribble drive. Skip pass over to Combs. Combs in the free throw circle. Pulls up. Might have traveled. I agree with the folks over there from Ingemar. He might have traveled with that ball. No call. Thayer maintains possession with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hollis Deckard out top. 35-30. Thayer leads. Still looking to work it around the perimeter. Leads it over to Combs. Combs wings it on the wing for Harrington. Harrington over to Combs on the left side. Combs picks it up. Gives it to Harrington. And now outside to Combs. Now to Deckard. Deckard in the corner. Belcher for three more. No, off the front rim. No good. Rebound. Front four controlled by both for Ingemar. They get it down to Denton in a hurry. His shot is up. No good. Good defensive play by Devin Harrington to force a bad shot. Thayer running the floor. Got it in the lane. Riley White up with a bucket and he's fouled. Riley White with his second bucket of the night. He's got 5 points. He'll go to the line and shoot for point number six. Riley has really been coming on. Of course, coming off of that shoulder injury, suffered that broken collarbone or clavicle. Well, that's collarbone. And the free throw for Riley White is good. 6 points for Riley. Thayer Bobcats out to an 8-point lead again, 38-30 with 2:50 to go. Point I was going to make is Riley has been trying to come back from that injury and just starting to round in the shape. Faulkner with it. And he tries to bounce it off of White. Riley's got his hands on it. Thayer Bobcat with it after the turnover. Got to Belcher, the big 6'4 freshman. Brings in the front court down to Deckard for three. Yes! Deckard with his second three-pointer of the third quarter. Thayer up by 11. Biggest lead of the game for the Bobcats. 2:20 to go in the third. They are really starting to heat it up now. Ingemar with it. That is Boats. Goes down to the baseline. Pull up jumper. Good. Cody Boats with a pretty play. He's got 12. That leads the way for Ingemar. Bobcats bring the ball up to Harrington. 2 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter. Oh, and the Bobcats throw it away. Combs went to throw it to Belcher, and Belcher had vacated where he was. Combs tried to stop, but let go of it. So Thayer turns it over with a minute 58 to go in the third quarter, leading by 9, 41-32. Ingemar out top to Faulkner for three. That's off the front rim, no good. Hollis Deckard gets the long rebound for Thayer. He'll bring it up the floor with a minute 44 to go in the third. Bobcats trying to protect here. Deckard gives it over to Combs. Combs swings off a screen, top of the key, to Harrington. Left side, now to Deckard on the wing. He turns, tries to drive baseline, gets tied up by a double team, and he gets fouled. Oh, they're going to call a hell ball. I don't think Coach Pitts is very happy with the officiating in this game at all. They're going to call that a hell ball. Anyway, Thayer going to take a timeout here. 41-32. Thayer leads it by 9. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
And we also say thank you to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters. They include our friends over at Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms, and Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, your DDS in Springfield, Missouri. And Ingemar comes out of the timeout with the ball. They'll swing it right side to Faulkner. Faulkner cross-court pass to Boast. Boast. Look at inside, dumped it down there to Denton. Ball taken away by Devin Harrington. Great defensive play by Dev. Devin doesn't have the offense going tonight, but he has played yeoman's work in the middle for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Bobcats in the offensive set, down to 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Thayer up by 9. A swing at the East Combs, in the corner to Deckard. Fakes the three, got it down to Harrington. Fakes, gets his man off his feet, shoots and scores. Good play right there by Devin Harrington. Jumped it in, dumped it in off the backboard. They are up by 11. Ingemar with a ball. Cross-court pass stolen by Riley White. Riley, that's the defense that backed him right there. He anticipated the pass, went and got it. They're about to get with the ball. 40 seconds to go in the third, leading by 11. Ball goes right side to Belcher, to Harrington, up for the layup. Harrington curling off the screen. I think the Bobcats are beginning to wear Ingemar down a little bit. All that motion. They're trying to stay with them in a man-to-man. They've only played 7 players in this game, and the starting five have played most of the minutes. I think Thayer's really starting to wear them out. The physicality of the Bobcats being a football school. And here's the whistle. We're going to get a foul called on Thayer Bobcats, Jaden Belcher. Has a good fake in there by Tillery as he made the catch. Went up for the shot. Belcher blocked it, was called for the foul. Second foul on Jaden tonight. That is the second team foul against Thayer here in the third quarter. Thayer up 13. And Tillery hits the free throw. 4 points now for Tillery. They are making a substitution. Heath Combs is out. And Cordell Washington into the game for the Thayer Bobcat. 12 seconds to go. It'll be Bobcat ball. Last time they put Cordell in this position. He went down the floor and made a shot at the bucket. Substitution now for Ingemar. Number 30 checks in. Kylan Morgan, a senior. So Thayer by 11 after the 2 free throws by Tillery. They get the ball into Washington. Falls down. Got knocked down. Gets the ball up in the corner. Cross court now to Belcher. Belcher with 4 to Harrington. Went up for the shot. Didn't hit it. Turnaround jumper off the rebound is good. Devin Harrington has exploded for 6 points in the final 2 minutes of the third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 13, 47 to 34. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to New Albany, Mississippi in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
And we're back and underway in our fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a 13-point lead and the ball. Devin Harrington to Cordell Washington. Over to Belcher. Now Deckard on the right side wing. Wraparound pass inside to Washington. Back out to Deckard. Now to Riley White at the free throw line. Down the middle of the lane. He scores. Riley White coming into his own here tonight. He's got 8 points off the Bobcat bench. 7:39 to go in the game. Thayer with the biggest lead of the night at 15. Ingemar, a little more sense of urgency now. They get the ball over to Bell. Bell going inside for Morgan down the lane. He's going to get fouled. It'll be on number 23, Belcher. No, they called it on Harrington. Number 3 on Devin tonight. Ball goes inside. Harrington with a shot block. Ingemar gets it back. They put it back up at the end. Number 30, Kylan Morgan. First 2 points for Ingemar. And here's a travel on Washington. A lot of contact again as Cordell kind of got knocked off his stride, and they called him for the travel. Ingemar will trigger it in. Number 5, Caden Madonna off the inbound, gets it in the corner to Denton, back outside. Ball controlled by Bell, gives it out top to Faulkner. Faulkner back to Bell. Now to Morgan. Morgan, the lane shot, no good. Rebound off the hands of Ingemar and out of bounds. At least there, Bobcat ball. Ingemar, a little full-court pressure here against the Bobcats. Thayer will get it in the corner to Deckard. Deckard back to Harrington. Harrington races up the floor, now got the ball to Cordell. Cordell Washington bounces it in the corner, feeds it back out to the wing. Now to Deckard for a long three. It's off the rim. No good. Riley White with a rebound. Yes, no, Riley White with a foul. So I meant to say he was on the back of one of the Ingemar Falcons. Substitution now for Ingemar. Number 12, Cody Bose checks back in. Number 22, Olin Faulkner will check out with his 8 points. Here comes Ingemar back within 13, 49-36. Thayer leads it. Here's the give inside to Morgan. He lobs it back outside. Around to Bose on the right. Belcher jumps out on him. They'll give it to Denton in the corner. Denton out on top to Bell. Back into Morgan. Morgan turns, shoots, and scores. Kylan Morgan off the bench with the last 4 points. And again, full court pressure here. And they call Washington for a foul or for a travel. And the Bobcats look at make substitution. Cordell Washington will check out. Cooper Clark will check in. Without Easton Pitts in the game, they're having trouble with the press. Here's a long shot off the inbound for Ingemar. No good. Rebound to Devin Harrington. He'll lead to break the other way. Harrington up the right side. Leads it for Deckard. Now around to White to Belcher. Belcher to Deckard, alone under the bucket for two. Hollis Deckard with 8 points. That is the 1-2-3-4th Bobcat with at least 8 points in the game. And, Ingemar almost threw it away. Nice job there by Madonna to get it under control. In the Denton in the corner, outside to Bell. Bell on top to Madonna. Back over to Bose. His shot blocked by Cooper Clark. Ingemar picks up the loose ball. Bell with a three. That's no good. Riley White yanks down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. By the way, at the end of three, Thayer without rebounding Ingemar, 21-15. Bobcats done a nice job on the boards here tonight. Deckard with the ball for Thayer, down to 5.5 minutes to go. After Riley White on the left side ring. Back over to Belcher. Now Harrington inside to White. Got it in the low block. Spins left. Shoots and scores, and he's fouled again. Riley White with 10. On the line, he'll go back to the free throw line. Foul was on number 2, Cooper Bell. Will be his second, well, now officially they say his first. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Riley White going to line. Yeah, 2,000 on Cooper Bell.
That's right.
And shooting for his 11th point of the game, Riley White. It is good. Riley having his best game of his varsity career. The big junior making a statement here in Mississippi. There comes Ingemar with the ball. Got it in a corner for Tillery. Tillery out to Bell, down inside to Morgan. Trying to power it up. Shot is blocked by Harrington, and he catches it in midair. Harrington up the right sideline with 5 minutes to play. Thayer up by 16 with the ball. Biggest lead of the game for Thayer. Back over to Deckard. Deckard on the wing, out top to Belcher. Now left side, Harrington. Harrington to Deckard. Deckard right side to Belcher. Belcher, give it up to right. And now to Harrington. Harrington to Belcher. Belcher bends away from the lane, gives it up to Deckard. Deckard right side to Harrington. Harrington in the corner to Belcher. Good ball movement here by the Thayer Bobcats. Here's a skip. Oh, and they're going to call travel on Belcher. And he did. Caught it and kind of shuffled his feet. And substitution now for Ingemar. Madonna checks out. I'm not making that up. His name is Caden Madonna. And number 22 checks back in. That is Olin Faulkner. So Ingemar with the starters on the floor right now. Thayer Bobcats far from it. Here's a give to Denton down the right side of the lane. Head and shoulder fake. Shoot. No good. Rebound controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. We had a collision under the bucket. Devin Harrington got knocked to the floor. There was no call on the play. Bobcats working the offense here with 4 minutes to go in the game. Thayer by 16 with the ball. If you're an opposing coach, that is not good news. Here's Deckard wide open for the three. Didn't take it. Penetrates into the lane. Kicks it over to Belcher. Belcher looking inside. No. Now to Deckard. Deckard back in the lane again. Shuffle it down to Clark. Back out to Harrington. And on top to Deckard. 3:44 the play of the game. Thayer protecting a 16-point lead. They go inside. Oh, and the pass too hot for Harrington to handle. Riley White tried to fire it in there, and Harrington couldn't corral it. But Thayer turns it over with a 16-point lead. 3:37 to go in the ballgame. Comes Ingemar, who has not shown a great proficiency to shoot the three ball. They have tried a few. They've only made one in the entire game. They've got it now in the corner. Denton, long cross-court pass, taken there by Faulkner. Faulkner tried to get a step-back three. Couldn't get the shot away. Cooper Clark was on it. Faulkner, again, works it over the top to Tillery. Tillery tied up. Almost a five-second call. Now dumps it down inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound goes into the corner. Saved by Hollis Deckard, who turned around and was going to try and knock it off of a Ingemar player out of bounds as he was falling down, and he threw it off of Cooper Clark. So Thayer with a substitution. Brandon Prince will check in for Thayer. Cooper Clark will come out. It's a glad hand from Coach Matt Pitts. Cooper's been banging around in there with his big Ingemar Falcon. And I don't mean tall big. I mean football body big. Here's a give inside to Denton. Powers it down the baseline. Shot blocked by Belcher. Picked up by Ingemar to the lane. Count the basket. And one for Ingemar. Foul's going to be on number 21, Hollis Deckard. Deckard says, me? I wasn't anywhere around. And number 22 with the bucket. That is Faulkner. 10 points for him now. He'll go to the free throw line. And shoot. Free throw is up and it's good. So Faulkner with 11, which is what he averages per game. Thayer Bobcats gets the ball in to Belcher. Belcher steps through a double team. Thayer on a break. Prince up the right side. He'll back it back out. Feeds the ball to Hollis Deckard on top. 2:40 to play in the game. Thayer with a 13-point lead in the ball. Wing it on the left side to Riley White. Out top to Hollis Deckard. Now Devin Harrington. Harrington back over to Belcher. Now to Hollis Deckard on the left side. Wrap around pass to Harrington. Goes under the bucket and gets fouled on the play. Didn't shoot it. That'll be on number 22. That is Olin Faulkner, his first of the game. And only the second team foul in the fourth quarter against Ingemar. Bobcats run the inbound play to Harrington. Puts it up. No, but he's fouled. That'll be on Faulkner again. Two fouls on Faulkner. This time Harrington goes to the free throw line. Devin leads the Bobcats in scoring tonight with 15. Jaden Belcher with 13 for Thayer. And a free throw is out. Oh, that one rattles in and out. No good. Uncharacteristic for Devin Harrington. Outstanding free throw shooter. Well, Thayer still up by 13. Second free throw for Harrington. That one is good. 16 for Dev. And Ingemar inbounds the ball. Bell traveled with it while he's wiping his face before he dribbled. They go on a backdoor cut. Got it down inside to Tillery, who turns and scores. That's a nice play. Tillery with seven. Thayer inbounds the ball. Harrington to Deckard. Back to Harrington. Up the floor to Riley White. White will leave it for Deckard out top with 2 minutes to play. Thayer leads it 55-43. Deckard pulls up a dribble, gives to Harrington. Thayer's going to work the clock right here. Harrington back to Deckard, cross court to Belcher. Belcher over to Riley White. Riley back out top to Harrington. Harrington sees the lane to the bucket, goes in there, brings it back out, gives it on top to White. Riley back to Dev, minute 44 to go in the game. Harrington gives the ball up to Belcher. Belcher coming to it, takes the catch. Over to White. White back out to Harrington, on top to Deckard, inside to White. Oh, and the ball's taken away. Nice defensive play there by Ingemar. And the Falcons have it down by 12. Long three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Harrington for Thayer. Bobcats with a two-on-two opportunity. They'll back it out and run some clock again. Harrington will feed it over to Deckard. Now White on the wing. Into Harrington. Had trouble with the handle. Gets it back. Puts it up and in off the window. Devin Harrington now with 18 to lead all scorers in the game. And Ingemar getting ready to clean the bench with 58 seconds to go. Thayer up by 14. Well, the Bobcats have made a 4.5-hour trip. And now we got number 11, S.J. Jackson, checking into the game for Ingemar. Number 14 in there, Marshall Pepke. Number 40 checks in, Damian Knox. And Thayer will get Heath Combs and Cordell Washington and Cooper Clark back in the ballgame. 52.9 seconds to play. Ingemar will inbound it into the corner and bring it out top for Jackson. Jackson now going to Morgan. Morgan spins in the lane. Nice play, and he scores again. I don't know why that kid doesn't play more. He's got six off the bench and makes some beautiful moves down under the bucket. Now the officials stop play for some reason. Thayer will inbound the ball. Got it to Cooper Clark. To Hollis Deckard. Back to Clark. Still full court pressure, and Clark throws it overhead of Hollis Deckard. He goes and gets it. Got to hurry now to beat the 10 seconds, and he does. Deckard gives up to Clark. Now back to Deckard. 27 seconds to go in the game. East Combs to Cordell Washington to Cooper Clark. Coop tries to throw it back to Deckard. Ball deflected and out of bounds. Nice play there by Damian Knox for the Ingemar Falcons. They will inbound it. 18.7 seconds to go. So the Thayer Bobcats are going to win this one. They have come to New Albany, Mississippi, and beaten one of the local favorites, Ingemar Falcons. 12 seconds to go. Thayer continues working around the perimeter. Deckard brings it over to Heath Combs. Now to Cooper Clark. Coop in the corner to Deckard. Thought about the three. Now just going to dribble out the clock. There's the buzzer. Your final score, 57-43. The Thayer Bobcats win it by 14 over the Ingemar Falcons. With that loss, Ingemar now drops to 20-8 on the year. For the Thayer Bobcats, their 13th win against 5 losses. Again, the Thayer Bobcats win it tonight over Ingemar, final 57-43. We'll take a time out. We'll be back to wrap it up here from New Albany, the New Albany Kiwanis Hotbed Classic. We'll be back after our postgame report, powered by Thayer Decorating Center. Back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships.